Some eagerly strain towards the finish line or pace nervously at the starting gate, but one by one the racers all line up, eager to put on a good show for thousands of screaming fans. The gates open, and the racers rocket down the track. Well, to be fair, some just waddle around wagging their tail or amble off the track to make friends with a race fan. But in the competitive world of dachshund racing, every dog has its day, or at least, a chance to win big.
And away they go. Noodles and Pretzel both came out running powerfully. Noodles down along the inside. Pretzel's coming on, affirmed against Ali Dar, but it's going to be Noodles. Noodles to beat Pretzel here, as Noodles, who was the winner of the 2002 Winter Schnitzel Winter National Finals, will be back in as a finalist here tonight, beating Pretzel, who won last year's championship.
No, it's not the Kentucky Derby or an Olympic track and field event. That's what an actual weenie dog race sounds like. The crazy world of wiener dog racing was captured in a documentary film playing this weekend at the Oklahoma City Museum of Art today through Sunday. The film, Wiener Takes All, a Dogumentary, was directed by Canadian comedian Shane McDougall and showcases the 2003 through 2005 Southern California Dachshund Racing Circuit, where the national competition takes place each year. Wiener Takes All takes a comedic look at a group of people that take dog racing very, very seriously. When a starting gate error forces a couple of dog races to be disqualified and rerun, the film shows angry dog owners taking sides and hurling mild insults at each other.
I think they knew then that Pretzel was a really fast dog. He went on a Noodles diet in 2003.
Well, too bad Noodles had pretzels for lunch.
Wiener dog racing, its fans, and the surrounding culture is a weird, wild sport, and even more entertaining in real life, and really has to be experienced to be appreciated. And on Sunday, you can. The Cox Pavilion at Oklahoma State Fair Park will be transformed into a wiener dog racetrack for the Dachshund Dash, an annual showdown of the Metro's fastest and fiercest oblong contenders. Though most of the 64 dogs competing in this year's Dachshund Dash only measure a few inches off the ground, some of these dogs practically fly down the track, and the crowds go berserk. Many of the 64 competing wiener dogs come with team members, support staff, and crowd entourages, vivacious dog fans who arm themselves with matching team uniforms, chants, and methods for coaxing their dachshunds to dash. The rest of the crowd either comes to laugh at the frenzied dogs as they race down the track, or to place charity bets on their favorite dachshund dashers. They say it's a dog-eat-dog world, but it looks like this weekend is shaping up to be more dog-beat-dog. The Dogumentary, Wiener Takes All, screens today through Sunday at the Oklahoma City Museum of Art in downtown Oklahoma City. For more information, call 236-3100. And the annual Dachshund Dash, which, in the interest of full disclosure, is sponsored by the Oklahoma Gazette, starts at 1 p.m. Sunday at the Cox Pavilion at Oklahoma State Fair Park. For more information on the Dachshund Dash, call 605-6752. For the Oklahoma Gazette, Central Oklahoma's Independent Weekly, I'm Joe Wirtz.
Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartache's in the winner loses all.